Jack Diamond Morning Show, Washington, D.C.'s Mix 107.3. Good morning.
Morning.
If your smart device is close at hand, grab it. Doing a little Facebook Live this morning at facebook.com/Jack Diamond Show. Check it out. Happy Mother's Day. I hope everybody had a good day yesterday.
Thank you.
Well, you're a fur baby mama, no doubt. Hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Lisa Ann, I hope yours was good.
It was awesome.
It was wonderful celebrating you and all the moms, everybody who looks after us. And Jimmy and I both lost our mom. Erica's lost hers. Thank God yours is still alive. How did she do with not seeing you yesterday?
Because she was happy.
Was she?
We got, my sister and I got her a really great gift. She was really touched by the gift that we got her.
I know. I saw the Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries you sent. Wow.
Well, in addition, we
and
got
what else
her,
did you send?
Actually, I'm glad that you asked.
You can tell us now.
Yeah. We got her eyelashes.
No.
Wow.
She's getting...
Wait, is she turning into a Vegas showgirl?
No,
is that
like... So, my mom got... That's cool. It's cool. My mom actually got her eyes done.
Oh, the permanent...
She got a little lift, a little nip tuck.
Oh!
And with that, her eyes are now brighter. And she's been saying she would really like the...
Permalashes.
Permalashes. Thank you, Ian.
Listen.
I didn't know.
If that's what someone wants, you know what you do? You get it for them.
Oh, it's great.
For
she
their
was
birthday. Or, well, good.
Yeah, she's happy.
I'm glad. I'm glad
not,
you had a good Mother's Day.
Not the traditional gift, but.
Hey, fantastic. You're better than I. I called my mother 3 times yesterday. She never answered the phone once.
Oh,
Jimmy.
Well,
Jimmy, our moms are gone.
Oh,
sadly.
Well, that makes sense now.
But Father's Day, you have a dog now, so you'll be able to celebrate Father's Day. Today is our son Connor's 18th birthday.
Oh. Whoa.
18. Happy birthday, Connor.
Ain't no kid no more.
I love you. We love you, son. It was about this time we were driving down River Road 18 years ago heading to Sibley Hospital. Lisa insisted we stop at McDonald's. I thought, she'd like a little something before giving birth. You know, maybe a cup of coffee, some tea, an Egg McMuffin. I'm not sure. Can you eat? Before? I guess so, because once a baby has decided to come, it doesn't matter if you're at, you know, an 8-course meal.
Oh.
If it's in the middle of the dinner before the proverbial soup and nuts have arrived, you're going to the hospital. She wanted to stop for me. I'm not sure why. My guess is I wouldn't be hangry or whiny. And I'll admit that to you, but it's damn embarrassing. And she loves telling that story, don't you? And then a few hours later, Connor Lennon came into this world. It's been a wonderful 18 years. Youngest of our brood, last of the set of 5. And it's just hard. It's hard to...
He's
I know,
a man.
Hard to wrap your head around that, isn't it?
And it doesn't get easier.
I want to rewind the 18 years because there are things I want to go back. And there, Connor, there are things I'd like to say differently or do differently.
Yeah.
There are a few things I'd like you to say or do differently.
Oh.
But all of us would love to just relive every one of those moments in our kids' lives. And, you know, to tell you the truth, I'd like to rewind my life back even further. So when I was 18, there are a few things I wouldn't have said or done. We all have them, son. And, you know, as you go forward in life, all you can do when you make a mistake is apologize and try to make things right. But you have made more things right in our lives than I can even begin to count. So happy birthday, buddy.
The important question is, did you finish your quarter pounder? Did you eat in the car or did you wait till you got to the hospital?
He was in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely in the car. And Lisa had been in labor for, I guess, a day before she actually brought it up to me.
That's Lisa.
She might have bothered. Don't want to disturb you, JD.
Do you blame her? She thought we'd go through cocktail hour. And then, you know what I'm saying, after cocktail
hour. Listen, 8 centimeters dilated. We can have that margarita and then go.
How long before you told Peter that you were in labor?
Oh, I was a baby. Are you kidding me?
The first contraction.
Yeah.
The first Braxton.
I was like, we gotta go.
So how long were you there the first time?
I mean, it happened quickly.
Three, four days?
I just yelled the whole time, but it was fast.
Did
it was like 3 hours and I was done.
Wow. Three hours?
Yeah. No, but that's kind
That's pretty fast.
I know. That's nothing.
Yeah.
When Pam and I got to the hospital in San Francisco with Ian, Pam had two babies, Rachel the first, then Amy, then Ian, and then Jenny last. When we got to San Francisco General, you know, it's a lovely hospital in the middle of San Francisco, one of the best medical cities on earth.
Yeah.
And the hospital is a great, well-thought-of hospital. So they look at us, and I say, no, really, you know, we're about to have this baby. Ha, 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 please have a seat. Relax. It's going to be a while. I said, no, no, no. When this woman gives birth, pretty much I have to have a catcher's mitt. It is very, very fast. So he insists we go into this little teeny ante room. And I said to Pam, you know, I'm not going to look, but I got a feeling we're further along than anybody believes. She goes, oh, we are. And I said, I'm going to go get the nurse. So I get the nurse. She comes and takes a look. You know, you hear that. Oh, my God.
Yes.
She runs back out to the doctor, who, like, pokes his head in. You two bugging me again? I'm eating my Egg McMuffin and coffee. My wife insisted I get. So he takes one look and goes, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
So Ian was born in the ante room. Really? We never even got to the birthing center.
And they don't charge you less for that, right?
No,
there's no
exactly.
discount.
Exactly.
I think if you don't make it to that room.
At that point, I'm delivering the baby.
Oh.
For all of those of you who have given birth, again, for Mother's Day, we thank you for caring our children, for caring us, and for the incredible love, unconditional and support throughout our lives. You know, Connor said yesterday, sitting on the couch, I won't be your baby in 2 hours and 47 minutes.
Oh, he's trying to kill you. That's horrible.
And we said, no, you're going to be our baby forever.
Of course.
You know, and you're going to be your little sister's and brother's baby forever.
Yeah.
You're just simply the way it is, right, Jimmy? You're the baby.
My siblings to this day, so call me baby brother.
There you
That's
go.
What they call
That's
me.
Baby Jimmy.
All right, Jack Diamond Morning Show. It's 6:15 in Washington, D.C., Mix 107.3.
Mix 107.3, DC's best music mix, and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. More is next.
A few years ago, the Jack Diamond Morning Show was kind enough to buy me an Alexa. And I had just about every other electronic gadget on Earth, especially if it were made by Apple. I, for some reason, went slowly into the Alexa world.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, Alexa is in just about every room now.
Sure.
Listening to every single thing we say or do. And we have a couple of the Alexa. Are they called plays? Oh, you have a Nest.
I have a show. I have Alexa show.
The dots? Do you have any dots?
I have some dots. Mm-hmm. In fact, Connor listens on a dot most mornings. Happy birthday, Connor. The one with the video screen and the camera.
That's the show.
The
show. That's what I have, yeah.
I'm afraid what we're showing it.
Because
that camera, you know.
It's always on.
Always
right?
on. Sure.
And when she works, she's pretty amazing. I heard Connor ask her a question about a story that was scrolling on the play, I guess, in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
And she told him the story.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that really is pretty cool. And we have new ways to consume news,
right.
weather, and that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
on your Apple Watch these days.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you say, you know what word it is, she's always listening.
Yeah. Mm.
So whether you have an iPhone or an Apple Watch, or you can even get your computer to respond now to SIRI.
Mm-hmm.
So when Alexa can't because
I know you got to spell it.
when your Alexa isn't doing what you want, do you ever start cussing at it?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Calling it an idiot, telling it to shut up.
She's a dumb bee.
Yep.
Yeah. Me neither. more than half of us do.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's probably pretty healthy that we're starting to take out some frustrations and anxiety on it.
Love it.
Not each other.
Yeah.
And actually, it kind of helps. Most of us admit to being rude to her virtually on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, if you use her name, she'll respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice.
Yeah, that
exactly.
Kind of voice,
or some sort of, you know, having a bad day. Do you need a joke? And it's funny because Amazon sends you a list of new things to ask Alexa every week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that.
So if you have one and you've signed up and you're a Prime member, you have a service with Amazon, mm-hmm. you get a list of questions asked.
Came last night, didn't it?
It may have.
I think I get it Sunday nights. Yeah,
and then. If you replace one word, you know where I'm going with this, politely as I can, she'll still respond to you. So next time you're in a bad mood or you're upset, you've had a difficult day, rather than taking it out on your significant other, Alexa doesn't mind listening. Just remember, she records absolutely everything.
Yep.
Here's the other kind of funny thing about Alexa in your home. Most people also say nice things to her. We'll say, like, thank you, Alexa. And Alexa will say, right? She'll say, you're welcome.
Thanks, Alexa.
And she'll say, you're welcome, because she's always listening.
Yeah.
So who do you think is nastier to Alexa, men or women?
Men.
I say women. What? Women.
Women are far nastier to Alexa.
Really?
Wow.
You know, sometimes women are meaner to other women. Than
I get offended when my husband yells at her. I'm like, calm down. She didn't know.
Oh, you don't think Blair screams at
Alexa? I do not
Alexa?
Scream at her. No. She's
right.
Unnecessary.
Really?
My husband screams at her. Oh, yeah.
What kind of things upset him about her?
When she doesn't have the right answer.
Well, does he know it's the wrong answer at the time?
Well, she'll say, I don't know. I don't understand what you're asking me.
But that's good, because you don't want to give her a BS answer like your friends will. Because your friends will just say,
right.
Oh, yeah, you just go to, you make a left, it's right in front of you. You can't miss it.
Do you think in Blair's husband's mind, he's replacing the word in his brain,
yes.
Blair to Alexa?
Yes, absolutely.
It's easier that way.
Yeah. Oh, they're still married.
Yeah.
Mix 107.3. You've got DC's best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Stay here. More's next.
This is pretty cool. In fact, we'd love to invite you to something that's been critically acclaimed. It's the Game of Thrones live concert experience coming to Jiffy Lube Live on September 15th.
Last night.
Well, don't talk. No. No spoilers. Don't. Not a word. As we say goodbye to one of the biggest shows and scores in television history, relive the greatest musical pieces and footage from all 8 seasons in an immense outdoor concert experience. The thing is going to be immersive.
Epic,
my friend.
It's like you will be transported to the wall.
Yep.
You'll King's be Landing.
Transported to Morocco, Ireland, and Iceland where they shoot Game of Thrones, or where they shot Game
that
of Thrones.
Dump up in the west. What is it?
Huh?
Where do they...
Iceland,
no,
Ireland,
no, no,
and Morocco.
Where's the fictitious town that
the
Starks
North?
Live?
Oh,
you know their
sake.
Land. That dump. I don't want to be there.
You don't want to be
no up there where Ned is from. No, don't want to be there.
Okay.
Would you want to go there?
Well, I want to go see this immersive outdoor experience at Jiffy Lube Live.
Now that would be awesome.
You don't have to go to wherever the hinterlands are.
I'll go to the bathroom when they're with
the White Walkers are not coming for you. But if you call our 25 1-800-727-1073, perhaps you'll go see this great live concert experience. Okay. Are you all right over there?
Well, last night was very.
What? No spoiling.
Did I tell you what happened?
No, you better not. Here's a Jack Diamond Morning Show late night update from Michael Che and Colin Jost, and we start with Jimmy Fallon.
You guys, it is the weekend, and this Sunday is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I read that people spend $8 billion more on Mother's Day than Father's Day.
Oh.
This makes sense, since brunch and jewelry cost a little more than scratch-off tickets and a six-pack of Coors. Happy Father's Day. I heard that for Mother's Day, Americans spend $2 billion on electronics. And they spend 2 billion hours showing their moms how to use them. But no, Ma, just say Alexa. You don't call Alexa.
Jeff Bezos introduced a new lunar lander, which he plans to use to send people to the moon by 2024. So to answer your question, no, he isn't handling the divorce well.
Oh, I'm excited about this. The Bachelorette is back on Monday. Yeah. I love it. And this is crazy, Ever, that one of the contestants has fathered 114 children as a sperm donor. That's insane. But on The Bachelorette, sperm donor is one of the most respected professions.
Facebook has introduced a new feature allowing people to connect with someone they have a secret crush on. To learn more, watch a future episode of Dateline called The Facebook Murders.
Let's get to some news. The race for 2020 is heating up, and I read that the founder of LinkedIn is hosting a fundraiser for Cory Booker. Yeah, but if you go to an event for LinkedIn and a presidential candidate, let me tell you something, your email inbox is about to explode.
A new report from the Social Security Administration shows that in 2018, the most popular baby names were Emma and Liam, as in, no, we will not be vaccinating Emma and Liam.
Congratulations to Mary Chris up in Baltimore, works in security, and will be part of the Game of Thrones live concert experience, Jiffy Lube Live, on September 15th. This is a pretty impressive production with scenes from all 8 seasons and the score and music.
And you even go to Winterfell. Okay.
Well, would you rather go there or King's Landing?
Oh, Winterfell now.
Stop. If you dare are a spoiler.
I know.
And you love being a spoiler. It's your favorite thing to do in life, pal.
I guess it would be a hot time there, but that's all I'm saying. What?
God.
He can't help himself.
Can't stop.
You're like the 4-year-old nobody likes. About to enter school.
Hold on. I'm like the 45-year-old no one likes, too.
We just love you. Stop giving spoilers. Mary, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Speaking of royalty.
Kings of Leon, who are not at Winterfell, are next on Mix.
Long-term friends, you know pretty much everything about at some point, right?
Yeah.
If you're a long-term friend, you've had plenty of, you know, happy hours, not so happy hours probably, right?
Everything. Yeah. The good, the bad, you know, all about their kids, yep. You know, their birthday, their maiden. I mean, you know, their favorite food, their favorite cocktail.
All their hookups.
Yep.
All, yeah. You know their
Do
past.
You?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then they've been married forever, so now you know them and you know their husband yep. and that relationship. And then you find out something about them and you think, who are you?
Mm.
Yeah.
Something out of character you never knew, or they...
didn't share with you. Mm. I mean, for kind of good reason. I guess it's personal, but it's sort of like, how has that never...
Come up? Yeah.
In decades.
What did you find out?
I was having drinks with my friend, the one I know everything about, allegedly, and she just referenced in passing, she said, oh, yeah, it's, you know, tomorrow's Monday. It's, you know, in the Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing. I said, what Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing? She said, oh, he, you know, comes home for lunch every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Huh?
I said, comes home for lunch? Her husband has a big job. Big job.
Wait, a quickie?
Thank you. It took me a minute.
Three times a week for lunch. He comes home for a Who's Your Daddy?
Wow. How long have they been together?
Thank you. 25 years.
Whoa.
Lisa, I know what we're doing for lunch today.
Oh, it's Monday.
It is Monday, exactly.
I was like, you two aren't 22 and just, what are you?
Yeah, your hormones aren't raging.
You know, though, this is one of the healthiest things, healthiest stories you've told us. This show has been on the air since 1990. One of the healthiest things you've ever told us about a relationship.
Really?
The fact that they get together and they still love each other enough. That
and are hot for each other?
I think that's fabulous.
No, that's excessive.
I don't think so.
I mean, God bless, but come on.
But you were shocked by this news.
I can't even look at her the same. Well,
you know why.
I said, I'll let you go. You're going to be busy tomorrow. I mean, now I just don't even know what to think. And then, by the way, if that's normal, what's wrong with me? I thought I had a hot marriage. I didn't have Monday, Wednesday, Friday coming home.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's so much better than book club, I tell you that right.
Yeah, pretty much so much better than anything. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That is impressive.
Right. I mean, is it not startling?
Well, and it's lovely that she sounded like she was kind of like, well, you know, it's Monday tomorrow.
Right.
So she may be tiring of the routine of
it's probably a lot for her, too.
Maybe he should shake it up Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Hey, something
dirty.
Maybe nighttime.
Yeah. I was like, you guys don't even know how to go on a vacation and make stuff special because you're all getting crazy over there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Do they do a night activity?
On weekends,
For God's sake.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Dude, you got to give some time for the swelling to go down.
We're 21 Pilots.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
DC's best music mix.
This is my music.
My radio station.
Mix 107.3.
Today's kind of a bittersweet day in my family. A year ago on Mother's Day is when my mom passed away. And it's one of those things where, as we look back, and even then, it was for the good. And I don't mean that in a mean or malicious way at all. It was just my mom was suffering, and she was living in a convalescent home. Mm-hmm. And it's a nursing home, and it wasn't something that she wanted.
No.
And it happened to be where she had worked for nearly 20 years. So I ask you, imagine if your last 6 months on this earth, you had to go back to where you worked. And
you mean I'm going to die here?
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Right here.
There, in that spot.
And by chance, her roommate was someone that she used to work with. So I ask you.
Jimmy!
Yeah, so it would be you and me complaining about whatever the TV show. And it was just to see someone you love so much live like that. It's not something
quality of life was not good.
She didn't have it at all. So she gave us the last gift, and it was a wonderful gift that she ended her suffering on Mother's Day. Now, this is a story that it's taken me a year to be able to tell all of you, and it's what happened that day. And I tell you this because it's not a sad story. It's just a story that most people would not be able to take right afterwards. And when I came in to see Mom, and she had passed, and we had been letting know that, you know, that it happened, and I came in before my siblings, and I walk in, and she was alone in this room, and I sit down on the other bed, and I look over, and I'm like, well, Mom, we're going to miss you. And right then, a gentleman who was also a patient there came in his wheelchair. And this man happened to be somebody who knew my family and had worked a long time with my late brother-in-law. And as he went to say something, I'm prepared to answer with thank you very much. Because I'm assuming he's going to say
the
that
polite thing.
Yeah, something kind, comforting, significant.
And what he said was, hey, her TV is coming to my room.
So he was complaining.
Oh my gosh!
That the volume was too high.
No, no.
He wanted.
He's
that TV.
Getting it. He's laying
He was
on the TV.
What?
Yeah, he's laying dig to the TV that is on the wall.
That's what he said. First thing out of his mouth.
It was a nice Sony.
It was tender.
It was a nice Sony TV, and I'm like, and I look at him. I'm like, pardon me. He goes, yeah. That TV, I'm trying to get it. Can you get that off the wall because it's coming to my room?
What he meant was, I'm sorry for your loss.
I don't know that he meant that. I think he meant literally.
Give me that TV.
You know, before that's anybody mine. Else comes in here, any other family
that's
members, because I've been waiting. What? And, who does this?
Exactly.
And he knew her.
And for years, it's not like he worked for my brother-in-law for 15 years. It's not like he kind of knew this woman. He really knew her.
Yeah.
And I kind of was like, ugh, and I kind of leaned back, and I looked at the ground, and I'm like, pardon me? He goes, yeah, that TV, it's coming in my room, but, you know, it's a Sunday, so we're trying to get some staff in here to take it off the
now,
wall.
Now, let me just reset here. Your mom has passed. She's lying there in bed.
And they,
you're sitting next to her in a chair.
It's Mother's,
you're saying your last goodbyes.
Yeah. And it's Mother's Day.
He's worried about, let's make a deal?
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
that's a special man.
I'm like, and they have, where she was, where she worked, they had put flowers in her hand. So that's how she's lying there. And I'm just like, stunned.
Sweet and angelic. A moment that, you know,
you
can never get back.
Terrible, exactly.
Right?
And a difficult moment for anyone to say goodbye.
Yeah. And I'm
apparently, you're saying goodbye to her television as well.
Yeah. And so as I'm sitting there and I kind of lean back on my arms and I'm like, okay. And then I'm looking at this man realizing that this, you know, he's here. He's stuck here. And that's, of course, what he's focused on. So my sister comes in.
Oh, boy.
And he says the same thing to her.
No, oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And my sister said, oh, okay, because we're stunned at this. And
so he's lying in wait in his room.
Right.
Everybody who comes down the hall, he wheels himself around the corner and goes, don't you eyeball that television set.
Wow.
And I swear to everything I love in my life, this is the gospel. 20 minutes later, the man comes wheeling back in the room with his son-in-law and grandson.
Oh, no.
Wow.
With a toolkit.
To help himself to the TV?
Who did this TV belong to, by the way?
Well, Why did nobody stop this man?
There's the grandson.
I'm ready to pull a gun out. You know what I'm saying? And at the very least, shoot the television set.
Mayhem. Yeah.
At the very least, I'm taking the TV set out.
And, of course, we're trying. There's my two sisters, my aunt, my niece. We're all there with my mom, who had just passed, with the flowers lying there on Mother's Day. And he comes in with his son-in-law and grandchild, and the TV is right in front of where my late mother is now lying. And we're sitting there, and there's my mom in full view of everybody, and he takes out a little... And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking around at my siblings, and we're all looking there, and I'm trying to... And I don't lose
this would have been the moment where you would have thrown a punch.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not somebody who normally loses my temper, but when I do, it's ugly. And I'm trying to do everything I can not to explode about what's going on. Is it because the disrespect they're showing my late mother? Is it just how tacky and awful it is?
Yeah.
Or is it the fact that I'm sitting there thinking to myself, Jesus Christ, I bought that TV. That's my TV!
DC's
best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. More is next.
I'm not a huge Uber guy. Occasionally, when I have to use one, I do. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, there are entrepreneurs out there who do the Uber thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was initially never... I guess advertised as a full-time job, come make your living doing it.
Yeah.
It was more, you're going from here to there. Somebody wants a ride. You want to give them a ride? They'll pay, you know, for gas or a few bucks for the opportunity to ride with you.
Sure.
That's how it was positioned.
They coined it as side hustle. I remember.
Side hustle, not full-time job. So, and I understand now, you know, everybody who drives an Uber wants it to be a full-time job because some people just realize they enjoy being a driver. But it was never laid out that way. And I know there was a strike here and in a few other places last week, right before the public offering of Uber.
Mm.
And didn't make any dent. I mean, you'd have to get everybody to stop driving. And then even then, people would find another way.
Of course.
So, you know, sort of being an Uber driver, I think it's best to look at it as the proverbial side hustle.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard. I mean, ask any cabbie. Ask even limo drivers.
Sure.
It's tough to make money in that. And it's tough to make money consistently. It's almost like being a waiter or a waitress, a server in a restaurant. If it's a great restaurant and it's always busy, you make great money, right?
Right.
But the normal ebb and flow of business,
and
gosh.
And fares back from where you were and this and that.
Go.
And it's just so dependent on the day.
And, you know, you don't have to have any, quote, special training. I know they do run people through some
background,
exactly, that sort of thing. And, you know, I would worry if I were an Uber driver simply about what if you have an accident with somebody in your Uber?
Oh, my God.
What happens to your insurance then?
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Even if somebody hit you. Well, the Uber thing has become a hot button. People either love it or hate it. People drive for them, either love it or hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's here. And very few people, I mean, it has hurt the cab industry.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to pay in certain places like New York up to $250,000 for what's called a medallion to permit you to drive.
Ooh.
Because there are only so many medallions available in New York City, because you can imagine.
Hmm.
Well, now look what Uber's done and Lyft has done.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody on the road is driving professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So they studied the average Uber and Lyft to sort of find out what you're getting into. They are filled with over 200 times more germs than the average taxi.
Ew.
Taxis get cleaned on a regular basis. Now, you may not feel that way, but they do go in for service and for cleaning.
Smell that way.
The average Uber does not. Germs are measured in something called CFUs, which stands for colony-forming units.
Ew.
The average taxi has just under 28,000 CFUs per square inch, compared to 6 million for Uber and Lyft.
What?
28,000 for a taxi, 6 million for Uber and Lyft. Just to put that in perspective, 6 million is almost three times more bacteria than the average toothbrush holder.
Mm.
It's over 35,000 times more than you'd find on a toilet seat.
Ew.
The average Uber has more germs by 35,000 times over your toilet seat, which don't actually harbor much bacteria, believe it or not. The germiest place in an Uber is the button to roll down your window.
Ew.
It has by far the most bacteria. Then your seatbelt is right behind it.
Well, that makes sense.
The study also found that rental cars are pretty dirty, too. About 2 million CFUs per square inch. The top two spots you might want to wipe down in your next rental are the gear shift and, of course, the steering wheel. They both have about a million each. But if you've ever had the opportunity to take an Uber and a couple of days later you didn't feel so well, you may know where you picked it up.
Ew.
In your Uber.
Yeah.
Jimmy and I were just having this conversation. He asked me if my husband did anything for me for Mother's Day.
Yes, Blair.
Since I am a fur mama.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get upset by it.
Do you?
Well, I do.
We talked about it earlier, and you know, the fact that you don't want to have children.
Correct.
And you do consider Wilson and Puss Puss kind of your kids, babies. Your fur babies, right?
Yes. And And then Jimmy asked, will I do anything for him for Father's Day? And
for Bob, for your husband.
Yes. And the thing of it is I will not now.
Oh.
Because Mother's Day, he did nothing for me.
Mm.
So on Father's Day, I will reciprocate.
So you're
keeping
score.
That's a lovely way to keep things healthy and happy in the relationship is to ignore each other. You know, when one does, the other follows suit.
And I'm lucky that I do this for birthdays, too, because my birthday comes before his birthday.
Yeah. So you can gauge the gift quality and quantity.
Yeah. And I do this every year.
Have you ever thought that maybe you should set an example and be the bigger person and just get him something?
Jimmy. Please.
Well,
what's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, you could set an example for next year.
The only time I've done that is monumental birthdays. When he turned 30, when he turned 25. He will turn 40 in a couple years, and I will do something for that when that happens. But
what kind of thing do you think you'd roll out for the 40th? Give us an idea.
I don't know. Like
how grand.
Like a surprise party or something. Mm-hmm.
And a little trip, maybe.
Maybe a trip, yeah. Nice. I would do something big for that.
Because who doesn't love surprise parties? Go ahead.
You don't like a surprise party?
Nobody does.
So if you turn 40 before him, and he doesn't do something for you, then are all bets off for his 40th?
Correct.
So there'll be no Vegas trip.
Right.
Then you could just call it a joint. If he doesn't do anything for yours, when his rolls around, you can say, hey, it's a party for both of us.
Oh, I like
turning
this.
40.
Well, I think any party with Blair and her husband would end up being a joint party anyway. So I think that's a good thing.
Wow.
We'll go with that.
Thank you.
A joint party. Not be too subtle about reading between
legal
the lines.
Legal in the district. Thank you.
There you go.
Absolutely. Where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So
have you tried telling him that that's why he's not getting a gift? Like, do you say in his card, hey, I would have loved to have gotten you a great gift this year, but unfortunately, you didn't do that for
me. No, I don't write that in the card. I just say it outright.
How about if you said...
Because it gets a little wordy in a card. There's not a lot of room to do all that complaining and kvetching, right?
And maybe he'll keep the card, so I don't want him to look at it in the future and open it up and be like, that was the year she got me nothing.
You were petty.
Hallmark really doesn't have the shoebox passive-aggressive line.
They do, but you have to ask for it.
Okay.
They keep it behind the counter, along with the prescription drugs.
Yeah. What if, Blair, I know this sounds crazy, if before, like a week before Mother's Day, your birthday, you said, Bob, it would really mean a lot to me if you made some effort for me during these holidays.
I think he knows that I think that and feel that way, and it still doesn't happen. Because here's the thing, is I think that there are other fur mamas like myself who did get pampered yesterday, and they do make cards that the dog can give you in Hallmark.
I will say in the past, I've gotten a card. Lisa had, a dog we gave her as a gift named Casey, and Casey would occasionally get her a Mother's Day card.
Yes, and that's amazing. Yeah. I love that Casey did
Christmas
shopping.
Card or, whatever the
That's super was. Cute, and if I had received a card from my dog or cat, I would be touched. That would make me
You do realize
so
the
happy.
Dog or cat really didn't pick it out, but...
Yeah.
They don't know the sentiment in it.
But,
they may have put a paw print or nose print on it for you.
Yes, but... I know it comes from my husband, so it is like he cares.
Any sign whatsoever that he does would be a lovely change.
Would be lovely.
Do you talk to him, that little voice, by the way, too?
No? Come on, help me out a little bit.
Is that the voice that he gets? Is that your playful pillow talk voice?
No.
What would that sound like, Blair?
Pillow talk voice?
Yeah. What would pillow talk Blair sound like?
I'm coming to get you.
Mix 107.3. You've got DC's best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Stay here. More's next.
No big surprise that Emma and Liam are the most popular girl and boy name for last year. I guess, they do the whole census thing and the Social Security thing. And those were the most popular names.
Olivia. Has to be on the list.
Olivia second. Olivia's very popular. Ava or Ava. I know an Ava, and I know an Ava.
Boy, it's in high rotation, though, the third.
Big. Wow. Isabella, Sophia, Charlotte, Mia, Amelia. Harper, and Evelyn. Evelyn's kind of old school. That's a little throwback.
Mm-hmm.
For boys, Liam and Noah.
Mm.
Big yeah. names. A lot of them in Connor's class.
Yeah.
Biblical one of them.
William.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver. Benjamin. Mm. Elijah. Lucas. Mason. And Logan.
Mason's huge.
Logan.
Big, yeah.
I know a female Logan.
Love that.
In one of his classes, which is kind of cool.
One of my best friends, Logan, and also it's Wolverine's first name. And remember that. That's cool.
Please. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
That's reason
a
enough.
Font of knowledge.
Absolutely.
Fastest rising girls' names. Megan.
Mm-hmm. My sister, sure.
Dior.
Not good.
What? Like Christian Dior?
Yeah, like Christian Dior,
not
yeah.
I have never heard that. Okay.
Well, I think somebody probably said, ooh, you know, that's a last name. But
sure.
And then this is the sister, Maybelline. That's pretty.
Wow.
Adelie.
I've never heard of that name.
Mm. Palmer.
Oh, I know a Palmer.
It's cute.
Oakland. These are girls' names. Oakland.
Not good.
Yeah, I'm flying into Oakland.
Yeah, wow, good for you.
But it's spelled Oak and Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
Oh,
come on. Oh, Lynn.
Haisley.
What? Haisley?
H-A-I-S-L-E-Y. Haisley.
I know many Isleys in North Carolina. Isley was a first name. But never.
Now put an H in front of it.
Yeah.
Kylie.
Like Jenner.
K-E-I-L-Y. Nova, Yara, and Ensley. Mm. Boy, they're never going to find that little license plate at King's Dominion.
Never.
Those not are all time. The kids on Teen Mom.
Yeah, they are.
Well, that may sadly be why.
Would you name your child?
Ensley is one.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Well, they're hoping their kids don't grow up to be teen moms and fathers.
Maybe.
Because it's tough to be in high school and be raising it. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Just tough to be in high school, period, let alone raising a child, for God's sake. All right, fastest rising boy names. Genesis is number one.
What?
Genesis?
Yeah, you remember Phil Collins used to be fronting that band? Oh, great fabulous.
I can feel it coming.
That is, you have gone deep in biblical names, and you go, I'm going to start naming you after the books of Bible.
Actual, yeah.
Saint is second.
Oh, Kim Kardashian's kid.
Mm-hmm. Saint. Baker, Cairo, Watson, Kenzo.
Uh-oh.
Jackson, J-A-X-T-Y-N.
Oh, what?
Stop it!
We're just making stuff
Jackson.
Up here. Kylo, K-Y-L-O. Didn't I work for that radio
you
station?
K-Y-L-O?
Yeah, I think I did.
Kylo,
Cleveland, in Denver.
Kylo in the morning.
So we can start naming your kid Kason after K-S-O-N in San Diego? I worked there.
Yeah, this is my daughter, W-R-Q-X.
Yeah.
And here's W-Mow.
So if I named the kids after where they were born...
Right?
Connor would be Mix, or W-R-Q-X.
Mix.
Ian was born in San Francisco. He'd be K-N-B-R.
Mm.
The girls, two of the girls, were born in Jacksonville. So they'd be Y-106.
It's my daughter, Y-106.
Yeah, and I think, I can't remember the other one. Because it was another one of these cute moniker names. And Jennifer was born in San Diego, so she'd be Kason.
Kason. That's the best
imagine
of all.
Imagine how thrilled they'd be with
Thank
her.
God you never worked at a Froggy. That would be horrible.
In the most popular categories, in and out, Lucas is the new in the top 10 for boys, having knocked out Jacob. For girls, Harper is new, having knocked out Abigail.
That's nice.
Abigail's
Harper Lee. I mean, it's so funny, those names. I feel better about Flory now, my middle name.
See?
Flory.
You know, and some, there are biblical names in here. There are probably culturally significant names in here or popular in other countries, which have now become more mainstream.
And it's always country. Whatever the celebrities are naming their child.
Yep.
That, I mean, it wasn't, don't there George and Allie have a Harper, and then the Harper came into it.
Well,
then
you look at
Kardashian has the saint in the...
Well, Apple didn't catch on.
No.
And Moon Unit didn't.
No.
Nor did Dweezil.
Thank
you, Frank Zappa.
But there will be people go, I can't believe I named my child Daenerys. I mean, that is going to be...
There will be Daenerys, won't there?
Oh, there already are.
But I'm saying it will be on the list. I don't mean a couple.
Oh, I read in People Magazine this weekend, someone named their daughter Khaleesi.
Ooh. That's the same character. Well, yeah.
That's too really.
And then will their middle name be Breaker of Chains?
The whole long and the next part.
Yeah. It's like hi, Miss Breaker of Chains. Like,
the hyphenated.
No. I'm the mother of dragons. Pardon me.
I'm pretty happy being Jack. How about you, Jimmy?
Morning. Hey, who's in the mood for some fun?
It's Monday.
He's ready for a great first day.
It's not me.
I was planning on sleeping in.
Don't go back to sleep. Okay, I need you to wake up. TGIMA. Thank God it's Monday again.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
You just happen to be alive.
Yeah, well,
can you take it down a notch?
Whatever.
It's showtime!
WRQX Washington, a Cumulus station.
Hi, this is Taylor Swift.
Hey, this is Adam Levine.
DC's best music mix.
This is my music.
My radio station.
Mix 107.3.
You know, as you age, you hope you become more mature and reliable in ways.
Of course.
I mean, you don't ever want to grow up. You don't want to stop having, you know, excitement and fun and, you know, adventure and discovery. I think all those things are incredibly important. And I will tell you, you know, Connor, our son, Lisa and I share together, along with our four other amazing kids, is 18 today. And it seems like it was just yesterday. It really doesn't seem like 18 years. Mm. When I think of my age or Jimmy's age, I've known Jimmy for 23 years. I don't think of Jimmy as a 23-year-old guy who came here. And now, you know, a 45, 46-year-old guy, just think of him as Jimmy.
Yeah.
Do you feel different?
I feel don't no you? Different.
See, no different at all. Yeah. I will tell you.
He acts 15, so there's
he
that.
He does act 15. But, and I think in life that one of the, that there's no, nobody fires a gun, waves a flag, and says, middle age begins here.
Yeah, you're a grown up.
Absolutely no warning of that.
No.
And, you know, the pivotal ages probably are when you get to double digits, 10, and then 16, 18, 21, 25, and then 30, as you said, when Bob turns 40, you're going to have a big party for him, or that at least
something,
is what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
So there's no point at which you go, well, at this point in my life, I should start having aches or pains, or, you know, you have to go in. You just go on.
Yeah.
I will tell you, every day you get up, you do your thing, whether it's work or school or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a new day. And you're grateful and you're thankful that you woke up and you have this day.
Amen.
And you look in the mirror and you age gradually.
Very gradually.
It's not like when you haven't seen someone in 25 years and you see them and you're like, oh my God, what'd you do to yourself? You know, like.
I will tell you, other than, you know, I've only been in the hospital a couple of times. I had surgery on a shoulder and diverticulitis, which is a genetic thing. It was no fun. But, you know, I had it taken care of. I don't feel any differently.
Yeah.
You know, everything works the way it should, thank God. I mean, everything works the way it should. So nobody's fired that gun, waved that flag, you know, set off the flare, said, you're getting off at this exit.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's ever going to happen. Which is why sometimes when we have stupid criminal file stories or we have just a bizarre, I can't believe this guy this age hasn't learned yet.
Because
I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I think your personality, they say, forms by the age of 5.
Yeah.
And your basic personality traits now go with you through life.
Oh, I think that's true.
So what happened from the time you were born to 5 is pretty much who you are with added now skills and relationships and the things you learn along the way. So it's basically a miracle that this guy didn't die and take a bunch of people with him. An off-duty police officer was driving on the interstate in Lakeland, Florida, last week when he saw a white Cadillac zoom past him with an old dude sitting on the sunroof.
Oh my gosh.
A parade?
Wow. So the guy in the white Cadillac has the sunroof open and fully half of his body is out and he's got his arms out almost like, look at me! I'm on top of the world!
I'm the king of the world!
So he goes hauling booty past this police officer. He took a video and called 911, and the Florida Highway Patrol came out.
Oh, boy.
And pulled over 70-year-old Leonard Olson.
Leonard?
70 years old. Apparently, he'd put... See, this is... You know, if Leonard's main squeeze is Boo, Lisa, Ann were driving the car, and, you know, maybe it was my 70th birthday, and I rolled back the sunroof on the Escalade and, you know, popped out of it, you might go, okay, well, Lisa's driving, Jack's drunk, and, you know, he's 70. And,
good for him.
You know, there he is. Yeah. You know.
Idiot. Yeah.
Idiot, exactly. He put the car in cruise control. By himself.
Oh, wow. He didn't even have the Tesla to drive a Tesla.
The autonomous driving. He's going, get this, 100 miles an hour in cruise control. First of all, General Motors, what are you thinking? 100 miles an hour cruise control? Really? Who needs that? Well, he should really work at 100 miles an hour.
I bet he lost his partial plate.
So he's going 100 miles an hour, sunroof open, nobody's steering. It's just hauling ass down the road, okay?
Oh, my God.
He felt it was fine because he said to the police officer, well, you know, the car drives itself. It has a gigantic computer in it, man. I don't know, you know. I thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute.
That's
what he said he was doing.
That's awesome.
Praising God.
Yeah. I'm just praising the Lord here. You know, it's such a beautiful day. I just rolled that sunroof back. I'm standing up. You know, you can't praise God sitting.
He was,
you got to stand up.
Well, I wanted to testify. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He was charged with a misdemeanor reckless driving charge. He should have been charged with a lot more. But I guess, you know, when you invoke the Lord and your bad, ill-thought-out driving practices, maybe you get a slight break.
I guess he was claiming officially that God was his co-pilot.
Well, someone was because he's still alive. Shalise, on my 70th birthday, let's haul ass, open the sunroof, and
there you go.
Mix 107.3. DC's best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. More is next.
The worst dating etiquette mistakes you can make.
Huh.
Boy, could you come up with a list?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The mistakes people have made with you in dating you or going out with you?
Mm-hmm.
Give me one. Give me something that was kind of a deal breaker for you and maybe etiquette.
Sweaty. Being very sweaty.
Okay.
I can't help that.
Okay.
No, you can help that.
But you can help sweating?
Well, she just knows she doesn't always want a guy to be moist when she hugs him. That's all.
Ew, the M word. When they're really sweaty, deal breaker.
Okay, all right. Erica?
But that's not so much an etiquette thing.
No, that's not etiquette.
Somebody did such a deep dive on me that they knew more about me than I knew about myself.
Before the date, you're saying they did a little
investigation. Econ, I guess.
A little Googling.
Rolled it out on the first date, and I literally had to think about what they were talking about. I was like, oh, that is true. How would you even... Who? Like, that's...
So, right away, you're put off because there are no stories to tell. There's no getting to know each other. He has a dossier with your name on it.
And he's got some... He's predisposed to some opinion of me.
That's what I'm saying.
Established through things that aren't, you know, necessarily accurate. Or he knew...
Well, sure, everything on the internet's true, isn't it?
Right,
everything you read about.
He rolled out a friend of mine's name from high school, and he said, well, if I called your friend, your great good friend Brian from high school, I'm like, excuse me?
Whoa.
I have to go.
I'd say that there's an etiquette deal breaker. James?
Yeah. This happened to me when I dated men and women. The person I was going out with on a first date, I had no idea they were dating somebody else seriously. And they said they were single.
See, that's really, okay.
Geez. Happens a lot.
That may be the number one deal breaker right there. And etiquette mistake is that, well, wait, you're involved with somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if you know somebody else intimately, why are we sitting here?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess they claim later that they were unhappy with that person. I'm like, well, you got to let that person know and get out of the relationship.
So, or they were doing shopping. They were seeing what other deals
the
may
BBD,
be available.
The bigger, better deal. Yeah.
The girl told me that her roommate was a Marine with anger issues. And so when I dropped her off...
Well, that's great.
When I dropped her off at her parents at, like, you know, midnight, this Marine started banging on my window going, hey, do you like going out with other guys' girlfriends? And I looked at him and I said, I think I'm going to start dating men. I got to go. Bye.
How about assuming any one-on-one hangout is a date? Assuming it's a date. Because people now, and you know what, millennials and younger, it's not a date. We're friends. We're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But if one person starts telling somebody else, oh, we're dating, you're like, whoa, 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 we went to a movie.
Right.
That's not dating.
Yeah, you're labeling it and we haven't discussed it.
Scheduling a date, rescheduling, and rescheduling again.
I think after the second reschedule, you think this isn't meant to happen or you're not really interested or whatever it is.
Something can come up one time. And while it may be disappointing, you're trying to be understanding. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, Eric. If it comes up a second or a third time. Ignoring your date's wants and needs. You know, it's like someone knowing you don't like Italian food. You've discussed it. You're really just not a fan of Italian food. And what's the first restaurant he takes you to?
No. Maggiano's.
He hasn't listened at all.
Wait a minute.
He hasn't heard the fact that you have, you know, whatever.
An allergy issue or whatever, or something.
We're at Maggiano's. Great restaurant. We love it.
Of course.
She is nothing she can order.
Right.
All right. picking a divisive activity, like going rock climbing, spending the night at a comedy club, trying out a new sushi place, may sound like a lot of fun, but not everybody enjoys them. And you may put somebody completely out of their comfort zone immediately if they're kind of, you know, let's go to afternoon tea or happy hour, and then let's go to the symphony or the Kennedy Center, and they're rock climbing.
Right.
That's not going to work just because you're into it.
I mean,
now, further down the relationship, maybe you expose
them. Yeah, you want to share with people what you like and whatever, but at first...
How about dressing completely inappropriately? You know, you say, we're going to go to RPM tonight. We're going to go to a really nice restaurant.
You know,
very
nice.
And they show up in flip-flops and shorts.
Ooh.
And you're like, we're at a really nice... You know, and they have a maitre d'.
White tablecloth.
They have white.
Yeah, we're not surfing. We're not.
Exactly. being fashionably late, are you guys okay with that? Or
no.
I don't like late at all. And I panic about being late myself. I hate late.
I think it's an insult. I just would take it again. Like, you're not that interested if you're 20 minutes late.
The same thing with showing up half an hour early. You're just not ready yet. I mean, I think especially early on in dating, on time is on time.
Yep.
And I mean, 5 minutes late is one thing.
Oh, yeah.
An hour late?
Yeah, oh, that's, not
and
good.
For you, you have the patience of...
I would not be pleased, because most likely we have reservations at a restaurant, and it's like, okay, things have to hit at a certain time.
Yeah.
How about without asking or discussing and ordering for your date?
Oh.
She will have.
No, that's terrible.
Won't. Trust me, she won't.
Now, you like that later on, don't you?
When
you don't like that at all?
Ordering for me? No.
Lisa and I will both have the Manhattan.
Has she discussed this with you?
I'm saying later on. I mean, I think Lisa appreciates if I know what she wants and, you know, she's still making her mind up about an entree. If I say we both have a Manhattan or an old-fashioned, and we'll start with a crab or lobster bisque.
I don't mind it if you and I have discussed it and I say, okay, I'm going to have a martini tonight. Then if the waiter comes in, you say... Erica will have a martini and I will have whatever. But if we haven't discussed
you to say... Later on, but for on a first date or a second date, just saying... Unless you guys talked about it and you were really excited about, you know, ordering the barbecue,
you're
whatever.
You're going somewhere for the X drink, so sure, you know.
If somebody avoids eye contact with you across dinner table all night, wouldn't you think that was really sketchy?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to stare at somebody... But you want to make some eye contact. I'll tell you another huge one. Lying. One of the absolute biggest unforgivable mistakes you can make is lying to them about anything. Your job, you're dating somebody else. If they ask a question and you're uncomfortable, better to say that. Say, you know, let's not get into that tonight. Maybe down the road a bit. Better to say that than out and out lie to them.
Yeah.
Because that's something that's going to come back and haunt you.
Yeah.
If you do nothing but talk about yourself, you don't ask about them, you don't listen, you interrogate them.
Yeah.
This is one that this guy was doing with you.
That, or the, here's another one. They go on about their ex, but in a horrible way.
It's a horrible thing to do. Terrible.
That's such a bad start.
Not talking at all. I will tell you, as a guy sitting there, if you don't say anything,
awkward.
If you don't respond at all.
And you have to do a monologue the whole night.
Getting drunk. Unless you're doing shots and that was the plan all along. It's that you guys were going to just, you know, see the sunrise together and somebody was going to go stumble and get coffee. That's one thing.
Getting drunk alone, where you're, the other person is not getting
drunk. That's my
point. That would be the issue.
God.
Exactly. Like, on the date, you're loaded. Now they're pouring you into an Uber.
Yeah.
Don't fight for the check. I mean... Obviously, I think guys should pick it up. That's just, I'm very old-fashioned. If I ask you to dinner, I'm picking up the check, no matter what.
Yeah.
If you do, I probably will wrestle you for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't fight over it. You know, and if she is that insistent and you've made the ovation to take it, I think that at that point, wouldn't you agree you have to be gentlemanly? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how she grabs the check from you, but I mean...
Well, maybe she took care of it in advance and gave him a card or whatever. What can you say except be gracious and thank you?
And then, finally, not leaving when maybe you should. You know, if the date's not going well or dragging on or everything's been said that should be said and somebody's waiting for somebody else, at that point at which
wrap it
you've had a great time or not so great a time, there's an official ending time.
Yeah.
At that point, you should. Good luck dating this week. Actually, a bit of an unusual twist in this one. Last week, I told you a story about a woman who left her retirement check at a restaurant. And believe it or not, the waiter returned it to her. Now, that was a great news story. There's a bit of a twist to this one. Let me recap here. Guy named Armando waits tables at a well-known pizza joint in New York called Patsy's. Earlier this month, a lady named Karen was there with her adult daughter. And didn't leave a tip. Here's why. The walls of the place are covered in photos of famous people who have been there, and she asked why there weren't more photos of women. So Armando joked that maybe they just don't like pizza as much. He didn't know how to say.
Yeah.
And, well, the two women didn't like that at all, so they stiffed him. They did not tip him.
Nice.
They left. Armando had a chance for some major payback because she accidentally left an envelope behind with a cashier's check,
Which means so for people
cash.
Who don't know,
it's cash.
That check, the money is not anywhere but in that check.
No. It's right there on that paper, baby, for $424,000.
Holy cow!
Something tells me you can leave 20% if you have that much money in your check.
Turns out Karen was looking at apartments in the area. The check was her down payment. It's a hell of a down payment.
I'll say.
Is she buying it outright?
Yeah.
Armando could have deposited it since it was a cashier's check and it represents a receipt for that money. Instead, he gave it to his boss and nobody else would get their hands on it and said, we've had to protect this. You know, this is cash. Karen freaked out when she couldn't find the check, especially when her bank said she'd have to wait 3 months to even try to cancel it. She's a retired social worker. She certainly worked hard for the money, and it was a huge chunk of her life savings. She was tracked down. She offered Armando a very nice tip now as a reward.
Now she does.
Guess what? Armando declined it. So she's helping with school supplies because he's working his way through med school. So he wouldn't take the cash from her. He said, no, that's not why I did it. It's the right thing to do.
Good for him.
So now she's feeling, well, I stabbed this guy.
That's awesome.
He saved me incalculable problems. 3 months, she couldn't have bought a place.
No.
You know what the market will be like later? Anyway. She also apologized for stiffing him. In the end, she kind of got what she wanted because they took a photo together, and now her picture is on the wall of Patsy's Pizza in New York City.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of a neat twist? Armando, you're a good guy, buddy. Best of luck in medical school. You make a fine doctor. Obviously, you have a big heart and does the right thing already. Here's your Jack Diamond Morning Show good news story of the day.
Mix 107.3. You've got DC's best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Stay here. More's next.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, who's in the mood for some fun?
It's Monday.
Who's ready for a great first day?
That's not me.
I was planning on sleeping in.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
TGIMA. Thank God it's Monday again.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
You happen to be alive.
Yeah, well,
can you take it down a notch?
Whatever.
It's showtime.
WRQX Washington, a Cumulus station.
Hi, this is Adele.
Hey, it's Bruno Mars.
DC's best music mix.
This is my music. My radio station.
Mix 107.3.
I enjoy my Alexa. Thank you very much. The show was nice enough to give me an Alexa a couple of years ago, and we've expanded the Alexa family.
Yes.
To include dots and spots and views and shows and whatever the heck they are. Mm. And Jimmy and I were fooling around with it before, and I went to the Alexa app, and I was able to turn on the show, I guess it's called.
The remote? You did it remotely?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
And so we were looking in his kitchen.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is a whole new...
Do you have one at home?
Yeah.
I can probably watch you.
Wait, I can get into my show and watch my house right now?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
I wonder if it makes any noise when it turns on in the house.
I don't know. Let's see if Connor's at school.
Oh!
Wow. It's his birthday today.
I don't...
He's 18. He still has to go to school. All right.
You've got your teen cam.
Dad, I'm an adult. You don't. You're not in charge of me now.
Oh, right.
Man, okay. Really?
Well,
you know, Dad.
There you go. There's one
can
little
we see
beep.
The dogs?
Now you hear me talking to me.
Oh, this would have saved me.
It's blurry.
Yeah. Well, this is me here. It'll clear up in a second.
Oh, there it goes.
Now, you can rather
the dogs
clearly.
Are
oh, good what? Dog.
You can. Well, I don't.
Listen to them.
They're not terribly happy about the intrusion.
No, they don't like noise.
They're not a big fan of Alexa.
No.
Good dog. Good dog.
Well, it freaks them out because it's just coming out of nowhere.
Oh, they think you're there. You're
want a treat?
Them.
Daddy loves you. Anyway, most people. I'm sorry. Let me turn this thing off. Poor dog.
They're
gonna
be
no
so
idea.
Confused.
That, more than half of us get mad at Alexa and give her a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And we use naughty language with Alexa.
Yeah.
Now, you do realize, I just showed you, it's not only on 24/7, just like SIRI. Can't say that because
right.
we all have
She's terrible.
Devices. But they're always listening, and yeah. with a camera, they're always watching. And I wonder what the people back at Amazon think
yeah.
when they listen to what you say to Alexa
yeah.
when you get mad because, you know, the traffic's too heavy
sure.
or weather for
yeah.
your birthday or the
that
weekend.
That house is twisted.
You know, and because they listen.
Yeah.
And they even admitted that in order to improve the technology and the voice to text, so they have written records and recorded records of everything you've ever said in front of the damn thing.
Nice.
So have you had any fights in front of your Nest and Alexa?
Every day.
Every day. Wow.
Have you, you know, every performed
day.
Your marital duties in front of said
Not once? Every day.
But you have.
But you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's seen a little too much.
Jimmy?
No, that's in the living room, Alexa.
But please, you're not just a bedroom guy. I don't want to hear that.
No, and I don't.
You're a when opportunity knocks guy.
Yeah.
Well, you're on a please.
Luckily, with the windows in the living room, opportunity does not knock in the living room.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's none of Lex's business what's going on.
Well, I'm just saying.
So
just know this because half of us do.
Yeah.
And most of us thank Alexa. I do.
I do too.
Do you talk to her?
Thanks, Alexa.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, I just said thank you to a computer. Okay.
Yeah. They're going to come out one day with a study that's going to show psychologically it's probably healthy to have her there because she does answer you
yeah,
in a
alone.
Human voice.
She's
right.
company.
She's company. She's companionship. She gives you information.
Yeah.
She'll entertain you. She's probably better than a lot of partners.